make me over. I'm all I want to be.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
In demonology, hey, so that you can make it. Yeah, now you're really making.
Man, I love that song. Harder to sing than you think. I have tried many times to sing on karaoke. Granted, I am not sober when I try it, but it is in a higher key than I think you realize it is.
Yeah, my karaoke experience is mostly me singing as other people. The last time I did it, I was Johnny Cash singing Madonna songs.
Like, were you dressed like you were actually supposed to be Johnny Cash?
No. I just spur of the moment. I can't sing as myself very well, but I'm really good at singing as other people. And sometimes so I did a Johnny Cash impersonation singing Madonna, and it was Tropical the Island Breeze. It was fun. It was good.
Did someone record that?
No. It was at some dive bar in Chicago. I think it might have been. No, I don't remember. No, it might have been Birds. It doesn't matter.
Moving on. All right, so I would like, we were just talking about races in Wisconsin and the midterms, and as we know, the midterms are, the primaries are 2 months away, the actual general is five? What is the actual countdown at this point from November? Five, I think. We're going to go with five.
I'm good at immediate time. I'm not necessarily great with forward time.
Got it. So, which means we, as Wisconsin, we have 8 congressional seats, and in 2 of them, there is no Democrat running.
That's awful.
I know.
You couldn't scrape up somebody just to pretend?
I know. So, Bill Glauber from Journal Sentinel covered this yesterday, which is not breaking news, because if you were paying attention to any of the races, once the filing date for nomination papers was due and there was no Democrat in those races, that was breaking news then. But I read about it yesterday, and it's in Gallagher's seat up in Green Bay, and Glenn Grothman running uncontested.
Guys, how could you not beat Glenn Grothman?
Isn't it true that he's never lost an election?
I don't think he has, and he's awful.
I've never met him in person, but he seems a little weird. Seems a little.
Here's him, just to give you a taste.
They're scared to death that nobody else will fight the cancel culture as we head towards an era when some things can't be said.
That's him. You can't beat that guy.
Remember last year when he wore a little tiny leprechaun hat 2 weeks ahead of St. Patrick's Day in a serious interview about critical race theory and talking about racism, and just unironically wore the hat throughout the entire interview?
It has no idea. Not even a clue.
So no one's running against him.
He does not have a message.
So, you know, and I get it too. This is what happens in a gerrymandered state, because then once you get drilled down into the state legislature, there are 5 state Senate seats with no Democrats running. There are 16 assembly seats with no Democrats running, and there's 10 Republican assembly seats with no Democrats running. And this is what happens when you have super gerrymandered maps, and it becomes, it kills competition, right? And it kills the how much it discourages anyone from even running, because who wants to put the time, energy, and money into running? And actually, at this point, also the harassment, right? Like, if you live in some of these districts, and especially for women, especially for candidates who are people of color, the just abuse you get online in your attempt to get some name recognition, that it's a tall order to ask anyone to actually do that. And I maintain that the Democratic Party of Wisconsin still needs someone to run in these seats, especially for Congress.
Yeah, I don't understand why you wouldn't. Because, again, Ben Wickler just brought in a ridiculous amount of money.
The 3X.
You have plenty of money. You just find literally anybody and feed them Democratic talking points. Do nothing but be a placeholder for the next person who cares enough to run for real. Just throw anybody in there. Just be competitive. You're never going to be able to go and win anything unless you ask somebody for their vote.
Well, it's not only that, but it's also just building a bench, right? So, and that I will say in what we saw with the spring elections, for the nonpartisan spring elections in Wisconsin, how much did we hear about school board elections, right? And how many candidates that were in what is a nonpartisan race, how many candidates Republican, the Wisconsin GOP was backing, and whether that was because, you know, culture war issues and all the school stuff, but in reality, it's a great way to build your bench, right? And like, it's getting people into public office at the local level and seeing who is a star, right? And who can rise through the ranks. And I just feel like the admitting defeat in so many districts, whether it's at the congressional level, but even everything down ballot, like, how are we going to find the next good people to run for bigger office, and how do they get experience if we're not actively trying to recruit them, right?
Yeah. If we don't do that, if you don't go out and try, you're never going to win. You can't win unless you play the game. You can't win unless you have a ticket.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Wayne Gretzky or Michael Scott?
Oh, that's Michael Scott for sure.
Technically both.
Everything is Michael Scott. That's what I default to.
Wayne Gretzky.
Every inspirational quote you live your life by, Michael Scott. And so yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm disappointed because the fact that the Republicans have been able to, they're still running people in Milwaukee and Madison. Like there's going to be someone who runs up against Gwen Moore and Mark Buchan in Madison. And so, you know, I'm not a political strategist. I'm not out there recruiting people, but I think it is a huge opportunity missed to the point that we just need more people and we need more good people. And it helps turn out and also helps in these regions, having people actually feel heard and represented, even though they know their party won't win. All right. I'm Kristen Bry with Brian Kelly, and this is The Devil's Advocates.
What would you say?
I have to go, but I'm supposed